We're at the 2017 Tulsa Farm Show, and we're visiting with one of our exhibitors, Bob Studebaker from Go Bob. And Bob, you've got a pretty good selection of all your equipment, all the things that you're able to sell cattle producers right here at the Tulsa Farm Show.
I'll be honest with you, Ron. We do have several products here, and some of them are new products, but it may be, 10%? Scott, of what we really have to offer, but we couldn't afford to buy the booth space to exhibit all of it. So if you want to come down and look, or at least we got some brochures and whatnot if we don't have what you're looking for here. So
one of the things that you've really kind of focused on, you know, with your business, with some of the resources you've got, is working with cattle producers to help them do a better job of taking care of their animals. Why are you interested in that?
Oh boy, it's a long story, as you know, but I guess the short version of it is it's a lot more profitable if you do employ stockmanship principles and low-stress cattle management. You're going to end up making more money producing your cattle, and I'd be glad to discuss that in detail with anybody that would like to discuss it, but that's the bottom line. It really is. And I'm not talking just low stress to the animals. I'm talking low stress to the family, you know, the people that are processing that cattle. And that helps a lot.
You've kind of put some of your money where your mouth is on that, and have worked with Kurt Pate. And I know you actually helped put on some seminars here in the region.
Yeah, we have. Kurt Pate is a favorite of mine. I consider him a dear friend. I know Tom Nofsinger personally. I've sponsored some of his stuff. I love what Kurt told me once. We were sitting on the edge of a hay feeder, just like that one right there, just talking. And he says, Bob, I'm not endorsing GoBob products. I'm endorsing Bob Studebaker because of the passion he has to do this right. And I just cherish that. I really do. And it just gives me goosebumps just repeating it. So, yeah, I've learned a lot from these guys. I really have. Chris Stansberry over at Oklahoma State, the range superintendent for all their research stations. Consider him a good friend now. You know, he's helped me design stuff. I go over there and work cattle with him. He takes my salespeople over there and works cattle. Gant Maurer teaches them, you know, got us all BQA certified. So it is a passion that we raise cattle properly.
And it has really translated into the type of products that you're trying to offer cattle producers.
Yeah, that's true. There's certain, you know, you don't have to have fancy equipment to work cattle. But I tell you this, the type of equipment you do have makes it a lot easier. And I guess I want to say a lot more efficient. What I mean by efficient is, you know, if you can process 300 cows in a day instead of 200, you've made money. You've saved money, which means you've made money. And I'm designing this equipment with help that cattle can move through it safer, with less stress, and it's less wear and tear on your body operating it.
I guess what the other thing that has kind of impressed me, as far as, you know, as we've talked down through the years, is that a lot of the products and the majority of the products that you're trying to sell producers, they're such good value that they can use them, and if they need to resell them at some point, the resale value is very significant.
Yeah, 18 years ago when we started this, I really had a choice. Were we going to take the high road or the low road? I mean, the low road is, you know, see if you can undersell everybody, make it cheap enough that you can put it out there at a cheaper price. And what I call the high road is putting a quality product out there that'll last longer than theirs does, which in the long run makes it cheaper because you're not replacing it all the time. Mm-hmm. And we've been blessed to get a reputation to building good, durable equipment. And as a result of that and the equipment itself, I hear of hay trailers selling at auction all the time for more than they paid for them. I think if you buy a hay trailer today, you know, a recognizable brand, a Red Rhino or Red Ox, in 3 years, you can use it 3 years and not cost you a dime. Like, you can sell it for what you paid for it. I really do. I've seen it. It's been happening now for I don't see why it wouldn't, because, and then, you know, I find out yesterday steel prices are we're getting a steel price increase tomorrow, and then more next week. And the Calco fellas down here told me they got to raise the price on their squeeze chutes in January, and I'm sure it's a result because their steel price is going up. So, yeah, it makes sense. You know, I mean, that's a pretty good deal. You use a trailer for 3 years, it doesn't cost you anything, you know. But that's because it's built good enough to last. Now, if it was shot more out, you wouldn't get your money out of it. But we try to build stuff that will last.
Well, I appreciate your time. Bob Studebaker joining us today from Go Bob here at the Tulsa Farm Show. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.